There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. Eventually got on the air, because right on 8 o'clock, when the first ring of that phone went off, so did my power completely, and it's been a mad dash to plug in the cordless phone into the battery backup and get a lamp lit, which is now done, and hopefully the battery will last for the next hour. You'll hear this beeping in the background, that's the backup going. And it's November the 19th, 2007. Newcomers should always look into Alan Watt Cutting Through the Matrix.com for lots of free downloadable stuff, and also some things for sale, which is, they're not miracle cures or anything like that. They're just basically books on some of the histories and the coding of the system, a lot of the buzz terms that you'll hear and what they mean is put out by the media. And also look into Alan Watt Sentinel.eu for transcripts, which you can download in the tongues of Europe. And here's the Matrix right now. The Matrix is going into its next phase, the phase of getting everyone to go along like a herd of cattle or sheep into the next new world system that's been developed, not spontaneously, not by one particular mastermind, but by big foundations all working in tandem for actually centuries now, with unlimited financing, all these big tax-free foundations, and all headed and owned really privately by the big banking boys. The banking boys have always, down through history, been in bed with the pharmaceutical agencies. Generally, they own them as well. you go all the way back to Egypt, you'll find the same traits in the MOs of their trail. And it's no different today. And that's why medicine with the medications, etc., are being pushed to the fore, inoculations pushed to the fore, because it's all methods of controlling the people, not to make them healthier, as I heard, but to make them controllable, more controllable. And the environment, of course, is a big, big part of this whole game. The environment is being now bombarded to the public, or on the public, by the media. They've stepped into high gear now, and all we're going to hear now for the next 10 years or so is catastrophes, growing catastrophes, projected catastrophes in the sky. It's falling every day from the United Nations and the consortium that works with them. And that's all of these professors. There's thousands of them. They get grants from the same foundations that also give grants to the United Nations. So you know who the United Nations works for. In fact, the United Nations was the brainchild, really, of the guys that put together the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And from that, they have different think tanks. Each one is specialized in a certain area. And the one to do with where we're going, how to control the public, is really the Club of Rome. They came up with the great, fantastic ideas for the future and how to get the public to believe something. Then they give these ideas to the fixers, those that can put it into agendas that will work, be propagated to the public through the media, and train the children at school. And sure enough, they'll all go along here. The children will grow up thinking that everything they're told by the experts is true. It's a religion. You see, science is a religion, and it's been used in exactly the same way as religions controlled the people of the past. The person in the Middle Ages was inside a kind of box, a mental box, because everything that happened in his or her life had to be bounced off that box walls. The walls were the Holy Bible and what the priests were telling them. And that's all they knew. That's all they knew. And they didn't even question it. They thought that that's true. It must be true. And it's no different today with the scientists, with their global warming and CO2 emissions. And now they're going back 20 million years, supposedly, to check on what it was like back then, like they know, right? And give us all this fake data and statistics and so on, so that we'll be terrified into carrying on the way we are and allow ourselves to go into the more managed society. And that's what it boils down to, is a managed society, a society where you will not have a single right on what you do. It'll all be made for you. All the decisions will be made for you, including what you work at. And in fact, including if you're even born, because they don't want you, if there's no place for you to serve the new world system. And that was basically put into the foundations, the tenets of the Royal Institute for International Affairs and its American organization called the Council on Foreign Relations. The world to be a world of service to the world state. And it takes years to set all this up. It takes years to propagandize it into our heads, to download it into us until we believe it all. And now they're on a roll. So believe you me, it'll be incessant now, green, until we all succumb and go moldy. Now, on the BBC News, on Thursday, the 15th of November, the Foreign Secretary for Britain is now pushing for an expansion of the Union. Now, you gotta understand how you perceive things. It's all to do with terminology, the way terminology is used. At one time, if you wanted to build an empire, you were an empire builder. And again, don't forget the roots of the Cecil Rhodes Foundation and the Lord Milner Society that combined to form the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which serves the old aristocracy of Britain. That's who runs it at the top. They have run Britain for 1,000 years. And this is what they're pushing for now, is an expansion of the European Union. And it says here, Thursday, 15th of November, 2007, the EU should expand beyond Europe. Foreign Secretary David Miliband has suggested the European Union should work towards including Russia, Middle Eastern, and North African countries. Remember George Orwell's 1984, written in 1948. I remember that Blair, who was really, who was, who pseudonym was Orwell, Blair said that he was raised and trained by this elite for their organization, and he turned against it. He knew there'd be eventually ongoing wars between three super states, three trading blocs, East Asia, West Asia, and so on. And here we are moving along this way as they unite the whole of the Americas too. But getting back to Miliband, he says, enlargement was our most useful tool for extending stability. In his first major speech on the UK's relationship with Europe, he said the EU would not become a superpower, but should be a role model for the world. There you are, role model for the world. It could be a model power of regional cooperation dedicated to free trade, all the way back to Francis Bacon, John Dee, actually, and Francis Bacon, free trade, a British system, environment, and tackling extremism. He said the EU must keep our promises to Turkey, adding, if we fail, it will signal a deep and dangerous divide between East and West. Beyond that, we must keep the door open, retaining incentive for change and the prospect of membership provides. Mr. Miliband made his address at the College of Europe in Belgium, where Baroness Thatcher, Baroness, that's son of oneness, Baroness Thatcher, Maggie Thatcher, the Iron Lady, delivered her famous warning against some sort of identikit European personality almost exactly two decades ago in September 1988. It says here, U.S. is the only superpower. Mr. Miliband said that speech had been haunted by demons, the speech that Thatcher gave, a European superstate bringing in socialism by the back door. But he said, the truth is that the EU has enlarged, remodeled, and opened up. It is not and is not going to become a superstate, but neither is it destined to become a superpower. He's telling the truth there in a sense, because the three superstates will be under the United Nations, and that was written about by H.G. Wells back in the 1920s. Instead, he said the EU had the chance to be a model power which could develop shared values between countries. So it's going to create new values. As a club that countries want to join, it can persuade countries to play by the rules, who makes the rules, eh? And set global standards in the way it dispenses its responsibilities around the world. It can be a role model that others follow. And he goes on to the security aspect. Mr. Miliband said new threats like protectionism, religious extremism, energy insecurity, rogue and failing states, and climate change provided a new raison d'etre for the EU. He outlined four principles for the next generation of Europe. And you should listen to this carefully because, you see, this is going to be the future. This is the future. It's all planned already. He outlined four principles for the next generation of Europe. For it remains open to trade, ideas, and investment to develop shared institutions. Shared institutions mean standardization of your systems to overcome religious and cultural divides. Remember, too, they wanted to eradicate all basic religions and bring a new secular-type system in, where science will be the new religion, actually. To prevent conflict by championing international law and human rights in and outside Europe, and to become a low-carbon power. He said a successful EU must be prepared to deploy soft and hard power. That's like basically blackmail, the threat of force. Hard power is force to promote democracy and tackle conflict beyond its borders. So they're going to go to war. He said that goal must be a multilateral free trade zone around our periphery. This would be a version of the European Free Trade Association that could gradually bring the countries of the Maghreb, Middle East and Eastern Europe secretary in line with the single market, not as an alternative to membership, but potentially as a step towards it. And the EU should extend military support to places like Darfur, he argued, to help solve problems of unwanted migration. So this is the future. These guys do tell you the future. It will be so, because all these characters are members of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And I keep telling people to look in to the website for the Royal Institute for International Affairs. You'll see that they have specialized groups set up, well-financed, very prominent members set up to tackle every area of society and life in general, including your food supply. We'll be back after these following messages.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix and Cutting Through the Dark here because the lights went out right on 8 o'clock and I've got a battery backup, as you can hear in the background, which is keeping a few things going here. Now, I think before going to anything else, I'll talk to Morgan from California who's on the line. Are you there, Morgan?
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to ask you a quick question.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a little bit of trouble with my research finding anything about pre-Hindu India and the creation of the caste system, anything that kind of satisfies my curiosity. Have you ever touched on that? Is that something that you go over in your books or anything like that?
I've given talks on that in the past, but you can find some of that in the books of Durant. And Durant, remember, he was employed by the Rockefellers to write a new history of the world, like a lot of these guys were. But he did go into some of the basics of how the Aryans, they call them. Now, the Middle Easterns call them the Hurrians. And they did go into India, and they created the caste system. The caste system literally was a shade of casting of your color. And that's where it comes from. And they were forbidden to intermarry with the Dravidians, as they gave the name to the people already living there. Eventually, over centuries, some of them did, and they got darker. But we know that even in Sumer, the Sumerians, their main trade was in the export of wool through Bahrain, that was set up as an intermediary landing stage, basically. And that was sent to India around even before the Aryans went in, so we're told.
Jesus.
So it's very vague. I'm sure the histories will be unveiled one day, maybe at the right time, but they're keeping quiet on it now.
There seems to be so much confusion in the Hindu and the whole yoga the field, and there seems to be a little bit of vital information in there, but it seems like you go in there to get it, and you lose your mind in the process.
You'll lose your mind. It's set up that way. It's one of the best matrices out. It's been a matrix. It's lasted thousands of years, and for a mind-altering experience, I mean, you can really get lost in there and go round and round in circles, going ooh and ah, but never being told much of any truth.
Yeah, exactly. All right there, Alan. Well, I'll let you go, and I just want to say thanks for doing your thing, man, and just keep it up. Thank you. Thank you for talking to me.
It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and so, India is a real mystery, and most of the religions you'll find really derived from India. They have their own version of Moses long before it was written down anywhere else. They have their various messiahs, and everything is hidden behind very clever allegories, though, and their gods. Their gods are all allegories for other things. It's very interesting when you understand them. That's when you really wake up and you understand the depth of understanding that whoever put this stuff together, and all the teams, no doubt, that put this stuff together, the religions, they had incredible information on which to draw to create new religions even thousands of years ago. So the world is far over them, the older than we're told, and they're always digging up new cities, even in up in the northeast or northwest of India. They're still digging up new cities, and we're not told too much about them. But they're thousands and thousands of years old. And they had astronomy. They're basically astronomical observation posts as well, thousands of years ago. You can get tours and go around them today. These characters were much the same as the Egyptians, and I'm sure there's even a connection between India. If you look at the north of India, up at Mustang area, that's between Tibet and India, you'll find a lot of the people there, I think, were eventually exported to some parts of Latin America with some of that culture, because the temples there, the headdresses, etc., are very similar to the Incas and the facial features and so on. But now we also have Garen on the line. Are you there, Garen?
Yes, hello, Alan.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a question. I like the your logo though on your website. Have you kicking the capstone off of the pyramid? That's cool.
That's right. Yeah.
But my question is, I live in Rhode Island. I don't know if it's in the United States. I don't know. It's in the northeast part of the United States, and I've lost two jobs from them going overseas or closing, and like literally, I mean, I'm not even exaggerating, but like every place around here, Amgen and G-Tech, they're all either closing or laying off. I mean, do you have any suggestions about what a good field or to look into, maybe things like that, or what fields might be good in the future, or what to do, or maybe even become self-sufficient? Do you have any ideas or suggestions about that?
Well, there's no doubt about it. The fields that will become important, already have become important, are the green fields, as they call it. It's all the environment and so on. And because the world we're coming into is to be a controlled system run by experts and institutions and education and authorities, like health authorities, etc. These are the areas that are on the rise, and industries on the way out totally. Everything here is a service economy, because China was built up to take over the industrial side of things. And those who, I put it this way, the better sharks are already in the high service industries, especially to do with environmental products, etc. That's where it's all going to be. And the only alternative, really, is to get out the country, because we'll go through hell before we'll see a glimpse of any heaven.
So you're saying get out of the country?
If you can. Yeah.
To where? Can I hold over?
Hold over and back after these messages.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com. And take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Hi, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And we still have a caller on the line. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You're talking about what field to go into. And that's the only. These are the only fields that are up and coming. Really are all these sort of green industries, all these things which are going to regulate the lives and dominate the lives of the general public. That's a war. See, it's a war. And they've already said that at the Club of Rome when they wrote the book, The First Global Revolution, right in that book they talked about the future that they're going to bring in. And don't forget they're only a part of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the RIIA. And they said that they hit upon the idea back in the 70s of using the environment to control the public, and that's why they've launched this blitz now that will continue and continue until we're so sick of hearing it and on our controlling our way of life. In a post-industrial society, but even post-technological, as far as the West goes, it's all, even though all technology is really based in China, most of it, what are you going to do with all the people? So you must create new industries, and that's going to be all to do with green environment, and so on. So unless you've got a gift in that area and you're a good shark, you know, you won't succeed.
Yeah, well, I'm not a good shark, so that's what I was, you know, kind of getting at, like something. I mean, maybe become more self-sufficient and learn how to, you know, yeah. in the future, the way things will be, maybe to, you know, become more self-sufficient and learn how to, you know, bartering and thing, learn how to live off a system, something like that.
As much as you can. It's even that, I mean, they've already said, and they're already doing it, they're starting to encroach upon all the rights of even people in the rural areas. So you have to do your homework if you want to move out to a more rural area and go into all the council offices, find out what their plans are for that area during the next 20 or years or 30 years. And before you buy anything, or even moving into a small plot to start your, growing your own stuff and so on, you have to really check into what their plans are, look into the local council types, all the associations in that area, find out what their mandates are, their agendas, because you'd be surprised it's infiltrated every aspect of living. It's a totally, we're already really in a totally controlled society.
Yes, it's becoming more and more apparent. Now, you had said something before the break about leaving the country, leaving the U.S. Which areas or nations, places would be good?
I still think that you can go into, say, if you can handle it, if it depends if it's just yourself or if there's a family there, but you can go into places like Sri Lanka and so on, into the highland areas, they're unaffected by tsunamis and so on, and some of the coastal areas you worry about, but they've already survived tsunamis in the highlands, so there's no problem there. It's been tested, in other words, and therefore it's safe now. And there's also even places in Europe, even parts of Spain even, you know, you can still go to as well.
So there are places you think that you'd go to more or less get away from the coming...
Yeah, there are some places that will be taken down later. At the moment, it's the first world countries that must get the heavy hand as we get retrained into this new dominant system. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting the worst of it right now in all the laws, regulations. You see it everywhere. It's just force, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But the other countries that aren't geared up towards that, they're not geared towards high military visibility or high police visibility. They don't have all these associations right down to your tenant associations, the guys that tell you how to live and what color to paint your house. They don't have any of that system yet, so they'll be the last ones to get it. And you might just squeak through your life before they eventually get round to them.
How about, are there any places in South America like that?
There are places. Once again, the problem with South America is that the U.S. has been in there with special forces for 50 years, and so you're never sure when they're going to stir something up.
Uh-huh.
And because the U.S. is very good at that. They've kept them in turmoil for 50 years, unless they have the authorized dictator in. So you could be living quite peaceably and setting up a place, and then by a judgment made in the Pentagon, you're in upheaval. Yeah.
Mm, yeah, I see. I see what you mean. How do you feel about where you live in Canada? Do you plan on staying there?
Well, Canada itself is going the same way. I mean, Canada is a member of the British Commonwealth. They're taking it a bit slower because we never really had an idea of what really freedom was. You live in this strange monarchy-democracy. You know that there's an elite to run the world. You know that growing up. And you take that for granted. And Canada's not geared up for the heavy-style military-type system that the U.S. Is geared for. I mean, you can police the whole of the U.S. just with your military alone. And then they will do it one day, because that was what the big argument was back at the Constitution days, should they have a standing army or not, because the history of standing armies is that the standing army is always used eventually upon its own people.
Yes, yeah, I know.
Always down through history.
Yeah, that's why they, the founders of America were, most of them in general, were against having a standard army. They believed in having a militia and then raising an army in a time of war, because they didn't want a permanent standing army, because they knew the oppression that a permanent standing army could bring against the citizens of that nation, that country. You know,
that's like right. See, this whole thing too is they tried to create a system. As far as we can tell, at least with the first constitution, they tried to get a system where it was not centralized. They knew that centralization of power, the very Marxist policy, the centralization of power, would give ultimate authority to a handful of people, even with an army there to their command. That's a lot of power to give a handful of people.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And as you know, too, really the Civil War in the U.S. was the big battle for centralization of power. That was its main objective. And Karl Marx actually telegraphed Lincoln, it's in the congressional records, congratulating him on keeping that, because it was a tenet of Marxist philosophy to centralize power and actually encourage nationalism before you bring in internationalism. You must get nationalism, which centralizes power, then it goes international through treaties.
Yeah, that was, again, it's absolutely true that was the main element of the Civil War, states' rights versus centralized federal government.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what's been happening. It's been you can never give up. Most folk after a war are so war weary, they want to go back to what they think is a normal way of life. And it's when you're starting to breathe again and trying to have some fun in life that these characters are working behind the scenes insidiously, backed by heavy money, unlimited wealth, and by doing so, you don't notice how they sneak up on you. And they do it intergenerationally until you wake up one day and you can't move without institutions or police authorities or some kind of authority breathing down your neck.
That's the way it's largely already become.
Yes.
Not much you can do without government interfering in your business.
Mm-hmm.
So
really, I mean, if you want to get a place to live, you can at least grow your food and so on, really check out the area in detail and go into all the records, see what they have planned, because it's so important. You don't want to get a place and then find out they've got big environmental plans for that area. And then you start losing everything once again as they come in to fine you for this and fine you for that, or fine you for polluting or a substandard this or that or the other. All building regulations now come from the United Nations, and they have for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
That's every part of building codes, of all the building codes, comes from the United Nations worldwide.
Yeah, and then they're starting, you know, with the property and the water and all that, water supply and all that,
yeah,
which comes from the UN, and now those policies are filtering in to, you know, becoming policy in America.
Yes. And now they're even going further now, where they're going to claim that you're in a watershed. Well, the whole planet technically is a watershed. Anywhere it's ever rained in history is now a watershed. And they can come in and fine you daily for a dented gutter.
Hmm.
A downpipe. Yeah.
I know.
So that's how... And it sounds ridiculous, because that's why it's ridiculous. It's because it's nothing to do with what they're saying. It's to get you off the land. That's the whole purpose of it.
Yep, it is. That is the real purpose of it.
And then, too, you have the incredible housing market. At one time, the person who owned the house was the person who decided on the price. Now you have the big sharks, too, the bigger, the better psychopaths who come in and deal with the high real estate. They gouge everybody. They put the prices way up so they get a bigger cut, and then everyone suffers.
Oh, yeah.
So it isn't just the organizations. It's also the types of personalities that we have in a system that lives off other people like this.
The parasitic types.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are parasitic, and they live very well. And it's good psychopaths can always rationalize what they do, and they don't need sleeping pills or they don't need tranquilizers. They can rationalize anything they do to other people. And that's the problem. We have enough of them in society, not just at the top. It's down through society. And we have they've given us a psychopathic culture to follow.
I know it. It's
a person with a lot of decency in them, natural decency, is not going to thrive in a sea infested by sharks.
Yeah, that's where I find myself. And I, you know, knowing and studying and learning about this stuff for years and being the type of person that I am, you know, I'm the little minnow, I guess, or something, swimming around with all the sharks around me.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out, how I'm going to survive, you know, as these sharks, there's more and more sharks around me, and you know, what to do.
Yeah. And if you don't belong to these organizations, you don't belong to the various brotherhoods that run cities and governments and all the rest of it. And they do, that they do. You know, there's no doubt about it, they do. If you drive in any town in Canada or the States, look at the first big billboard you see, and it's all the associations, the Masonic associations and Rotary clubs and Eastern Stars and so on. Even going into Sudbury, near where I live there, there's about 30 of them on the board, and that's telling you who owns and runs that town right there.
Yeah.
And anybody who's anybody is on that, you know, is a member of one of these organizations. They're on the boards of the school, of the council, of the ratepayers, of everything you can imagine. They run it all. That's their town, and that's their banner right there.
Yeah, and I've seen even on TV when they're talking about a local municipality, and they'll say, you know, the Scituate Corporation, referring to the town of Scituate. You know, and they actually call it the Scituate Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this, where towns and cities are actually officially titled, you know, the Scituate Corporation, you know, this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting real bad.
It's bad. And as I say, wherever you do look, you've got to go into the area. You go into the planning and development departments and see what they have scheduled, and also look at to see who is moving in, see if there's big building companies moving in. If that's the case, forget it, because the prices are going to be jacked out sky high, you know.
Yeah. All right. So, thanks a lot, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
And we also have Big Toe in Florida, is it? Big Toe? Hello?
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
I had one question for you tonight, maybe a statement or two. You can enlighten the other people who are listening. My question is, well, I've been listening to you for about a year now, and you're very informative. And my question is, I was reading the paper on Friday, and in a very small print, very in the very corner of the paper, that they had mentioned that they have they're storing now the seeds in the seed bank in the glacial mountain over in Norway or Finland.
Yes, that's one of them, yeah.
Okay. Now, can you, if you have any knowledge of this, they're not going to be stocking that with their hybrid, their modified seeds, are they?
No.
They're probably going to try and use the old seed where that will bear the fruit, and that seed from that fruit is fertile, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have quite a few across the world. In fact, you'll find, I think it's one of the big foundations for wildlife, and so I think it's the World Wildlife Foundation. They have three ARCs across the planet. They call them ARCs.
Mm-hmm.
These are huge facilities. One is in Louisiana, and a documentary was made on it for public broadcasting television. And it's run by professors who also teach at local universities. But in this ARC, they have cryogenics, huge facilities, with every gene of every species in them, animal and everything else. And they say they could reseed the earth, in other words, regenerate the earth anytime they want to. And if one goes down, there's always another two left worldwide. So they have these things all over the world. And I wouldn't be surprised if eventually the space station that they put up there, or when it's completed, will be another ARC where they have a lot of this genetic material. All that stuff in Star Trek wasn't coming out of the imagination of Roddenberry or the writers. Roddenberry was a member of NASA, and he was told to write stories around up-and-coming things in the future that they planned to do. And the Genesis project that they had in the Star Trek series was something that they talked about. They can reseed the world even if they destroy it. They think they're so godlike now, they can recreate anything from new and make new types too if they want to.
Okay, I see. Because I've not been informed or ever seen anything on those other facilities that you've mentioned. And like I say, it was in real small print. They really don't want you to see what's going on, but they're telling you. But yeah. it's
Yeah, they teach all legalities. Legally, they tell you everything that they do. They just don't make a big deal out of the things that they don't want you to dwell upon.
Right, I see. My one statement was people are being scared, as you say, into this global warming, go green, and you have these idiots out there like Al Gore and, you know, his cronies. But the Earth, it goes through its phases. The Earth makes its rotation in 24 hours. One day takes 365 days to go around the sun. Mm-hmm. The Earth does not follow, let's say, for instance, a zero latitude around it, like the equator. It may wobble or divert 9 to 12 degrees at a time. So therefore, you're going to get periods of global warming, global cooling. And this has been proven, I'm sure that you know it also.
I've got all the books that were published to do with previous ice ages that they're publishing from the early 1900s right through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then suddenly they reversed it and made it global warming was going to be the problem, because it used to be taught in school children's books. We went through these things all the time. I'll be back. Hang on the line. I'll be back after the following messages.
Okay.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just to mention the fact that we have history books, old history books. Generally, they've been dumped out in the and off the old used bookstores and so on, and then to the dump. And that was taught in school, that there has been many, many ice ages. Of course, what happens between an ice age and the next ice age? Well, you get warming periods, until you end up with another ice age. And this history has been known for an awful long time. And the only reason we're hearing all the hype about it, and forget all the scientific data, it's all nonsense. And we don't need scientific data as far as and logic to see how the world goes around the sun, etc. That's irrelevant. See, we're trying to follow logic here. The point of the whole green exercise is control of the public. That's what it's for, because they had to find an enemy in a global society, and they're running out of enemies. And the Club of Rome said they would make the environment and mankind enemies of each other, and so the war would be a war of humanity on the environment and vice versa. So you don't have to use the logic to try and rationalize what it's all about. The evidence is there. It's just not taught in schools anymore, but all the old books are out there, all the old studies are out there, and some of the guys now are out writing about the coming frying pan, this global world of ours, used to be writing books on the coming ice age, the very same authors.
Right, you're just trying to scare us is all it is. But,
yep.
Okay.
So,
I had one more question.
I have to go on to the next caller. Okay. I've got three lined up here before we go out. So I think we have Catherine here. I can't see because my screen's up now. Are you there, Catherine? Catherine?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. When it switches over, it sounds like I'm being cut off. Anyway, I have a question for you. I know that you're very often into translating symbols.
Yeah.
And I was on the Internet the other day, and I was looking at British Heraldry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, and I was looking at the Order of the Garter, and there were two photos presented. One looked like a demonic gargoyle, mm-hmm. and the other one, I believe, is being or has been presented to the Prime Minister following Margaret Thatcher. I think it's John Majors.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's a stag. And he's holding a key, and the key has two M's that are joined at the top, and at the base of the key there's a circle with an X in it.
Yeah.
Then there's sort of a ribbon banner connected from the bottom of the key that goes around the stag, and it's in red, white, and blue. And I'm just wondering if you understand any of the symbology of that.
Yeah, this goes all the way back to King John, who started up the Order of the Garter. And there was actually the Black Order and the Red Order to begin with. And the garter itself is, used to be a symbol where they had the skin of the penis penetrated for a ring to be put on it, and they did have a little chain that went there and round the leg. That was the initial version of it for that very high noble knights. And they were tied, you might say they were tied to their job in a sense. A very long history. It meant that you were now initiated in to eligibility to intermarry with this particular elite because you'd served the system so well. That's what it means basically today. And the red, white, and blue, again, these are colors. The blue, of course, is the open sky. Therefore, everything's out in the open. That's the Blue Lodge. That's for the guys at the bottom that don't know much. Then you have the red for revolution, constant revolution, culture, etc. And you have the white for high spirit, because they have spirit and we don't, according to themselves. The X is illumined man, you're now illumined. And I can hear the music coming up for the end, and here
okay.
I am sitting in the dark. And
well, thank you very much.
From Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent